I was watching a real estate television show, and they were talking about gated communities, and we're used to gated communities anchored by a golf course, maybe tennis clubs. And this was anchored by an airstrip, and people could just fly in. Now, I had heard about it before, but I hadn't really thought about it for years and years. And so I did a little research, and I found one such community called Jumbo Lair, which is a very creative name. And the owner of Jumbo Lair is joining me today, Frank Mersham. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Frank.
Welcome, Mark. My name is Frank. So I'm here to answer any questions you might have about air parks.
So that's Jumbo Lair. That's the title. Air parks is what you call them.
That is correct.
I did some research, and it seemed like many of the air parks that I saw were in Florida. I saw some in Texas. Where are they? Are they mostly in those states?
Well, air parks are located mainly in the South, where people can fly most all the days of the year. In California, for instance, there are three notable air parks, Pine Mountain in Groveland, California, Sierra Sky in Fresno, and Byington Ford in Carmel Valley. So anybody that's from California understands these air parks are probably the most important in the state of California. If we go down to Florida, where we have probably 12 to 15 pretty sizable air parks, of which maybe three or four are most notable, of Jumbo Lair being in the top three most notable air parks in Florida.
And when we were talking, one of the reasons that makes it notable is the ability to land larger planes. You mentioned the length of your airstrip.
We're 5 feet short of being 8,000 feet long. Hmm. We're 210 foot wide by 7,900 foot paved runway. It's lighted. And that we are the largest private runway in the United States.
Now, I looked up the Santa Barbara City Municipal Airport, and it's 6,052 feet long by 150 feet, and you're just shy of 8,000 feet long and 150 feet wide.
Yeah, we're 210 feet wide.
Oh, I'm sorry, 210.
Yes, we're very large. Jet people, we call them jet people, people that have jet airplanes, do not like to land in any airstrip less than 5,000 feet. Most of the small aircraft that have jet engines do not have reverse thrust, so we rely upon getting the airplane on the ground and putting on the brakes. So, therefore, we want 5,000 feet minimum to land.
Now, reverse thrust is something in a jet engine where the motor itself slows you down?
The motor itself goes in the same direction, but the thrust cowling in the back is put down. All commercial airliners have reverse thrust because they just want to be able to stop. They don't want to take all that heavy weight and just burn it up in ceramic brakes. So.
Right. I don't even know if you could. I never really thought about it. I remember flying, of course. I always notice the reverse thrust. It feels like... reminds me of driving a, I test drove a Tesla, and
yes.
when you take your foot off the accelerator, the electric motor itself slows the car down.
Right.
I don't know if we could, right. We wouldn't quite call that a reverse thrust, but no electric airplanes out there, do we, Frank?
No electric airplanes. They're a little ways away from being practical. The battery technology and lithium batteries is coming pretty fast. You know, we have a drag race car now that holds the world's record that does 170 miles an hour in a half mile. So we're going to have some electric airplanes. It'll be a little time.
Say that again. An electric.
They have electric dragster that holds a half mile is 180 mile an hour half mile electric drag racer.
Oh yeah, because it just accelerate so quickly.
It's all that energy and you can drive all four wheels with four electric motors and a pack of batteries, and you only have to put that energy in there for a small amount of time. So I think we're going to have electric airplanes in the next 10, 12 years. We've got one that's flying around now at Oshkosh that flies almost an hour as an electric airplane, so battery powered.
That's very interesting. Frank Mersham is my guest. He is lives in, owns an airplane, and owns a gated community, which they like to call air parks, and it's centered around an airstrip. Frank Mersham is my guest. It's pretty amazing. How many acres total